Bunho Khao Phadap Din, the rice growing festival, is a Lao tradition which has 12 rules to follow called Heat Sip Song Kon Sip Si, especially in Luang Prabang. This festival is on the 14th of September according to the Buddhist calendar, but in August according to an international calendar, and is to make merit for those who have died. The events of the festival come from a legend about a family with only one child who the parents loved too much, and he died at only 16 years of age. His parents were so sad they were unable to eat or sleep because they missed him so much. After his burial at the cemetery, they left the house, then assigned a servant to bring food for their dead son every day. One day it was raining a lot, so the servant didn't go to the cemetery and joined the monk's almsgiving instead. That same night, the father dreamt about his dead son, who said he had come to eat the delicious meal that day. The next day, the father asked his servant, "I told you to go to the cemetery every day and give a meal to my dead son, did you?" The servant answered, "I went there every day except yesterday because it rained too much. So I joined in with the monk's almsgiving for your son instead and poured the water too." He listened to his servant and was surprised, but then he understood the story. Buddha was telling him that he had made a mistake. He should make merit for his son, just like his servant did, by giving alms to the monks and dripping the water there. He understood this now, and his respect for Buddhism stayed with him for the rest of his life. Even though this is Buddha enlightenment, some people still think too much about their families and relatives who have passed away, and often leave delicious food and valuable things at the cemetery and other places for the spirits to accept. Another story from Buddhism religion was written in recent times when the Buddha was born in this world around 92 years ago. The cousin of King Pimpasan stole food from the monks and some money from the temple. After he died, he was born again to be a ghost who was tall and thin with a mouth like a needle, so it was difficult for him to eat and drink. As a result of this, the ghost suffered for a long time from the Katsapa Buddhist to the Kodam Buddhist era. King Pimpasan didn't know his cousin had died and had become a ghost. The king always supported religious events and made merit by almsgiving and by dripping water on the ground. One night, the ghost could not stand waiting any longer for the offering of food from the making of merit by King Pimpasan. So he appeared at the castle and screamed and scared King Pimpasan. When the king woke up from his dream, he realized what had happened. From then on, he made merit at the Hokkao Phadap Din festival to support the prosperity of Buddhism. To prepare for Hokkao Phadap Din festival on the 13th of September, according to the Buddhist calendar, the villagers prepare dishes such as meat, fish, cassava, sweet potato, sugarcane juice, candy, fruit, betel nut, etc., to give to dead relatives by wrapping the three groups of dessert, food, and betel nuts in banana leaves. Sometimes all three groups are placed in one bowl wrapped in banana leaves, depending on people's beliefs. In the early morning of the 14th day, around 4 to 6 a.m., villagers will bring all the prepared food to put on the ground around the temple and the banyan trees, and place lit candles on the edge of the temple so the ghosts can receive merit. When the villagers are finished, they take some prepared food for the almsgiving ceremony, which is to pay respect to the monks who are chanting, and feel blessed and drip water on the ground for those who have died, so they all receive the food offered. Luang Prabang province has special activities compared to other provinces in Laos. In the afternoon, the boat racing festival is held. Domestic and international tourists take part along both sides of the Khan riverbank. The Khao Phadap Din festival is one of the great festivals which attracts many people to come to Luang Prabang, as well as the Lao New Year in April. Sai Pet Kampasit, chairman of Palak Palam Theatre, said that there are three main areas used for the boat racing festival annually: Hat Yen Village, Sangkalok or Yung Dong, and Hualad Yung Khan. This boat racing festival is to worship the Naga ancestors and to express one's gratitude and show piety from the Lao people who live along this river. The symbol of the Naga performs a water play to inspire good weather to ensure good crops for Luang Prabang people. Normally, in Luang Prabang, they believe there are 15 Nagas who protect local people at 15 places around the town. The following are: number 1, Nang Dam lives at Kong Ton. Number 2, Nang Don lives at Kok Hua. Number 3, Nang Kam Fur lives at Ta Chang. Number 4, Tao Tong Kuang lives at Pak Kam. Number 5, Tao Tong Jan lives at Pa Diao. Number 6, Tao Kam Hiao lives at Pa Sur. Number 7, Tao Bon Yeu lives at Kon Kai Fa. Number 8, Tao Kam La lives at Pa Bang. Number 9, Tao Kam Pang lives at Pu Sang. Number 10, Tao Bun Kuang lives at Pu Suang. Number 11, Tao Bun Yuang lives at Kon Mideng. Number 12, Tao Kam Ten lives at Kon Pai Sua. Number 13, Chao Jong Lua lives at Pa Sung Sao. Number 14, Usu Naga lives at Sop Dong. And number 15, Tao Jai Jam Nong lives at Pusi Hill.